Volume 51, Number 11 of The Friend Magazine, for November 2021. Contents. Conference is for me. A conference message from the Prophet. Conference news. Conference notes. Show and tell. Stories and features. They're waiting for me. Scripture time fun. Let's invite everyone. Apostles around the world, Elder Gong and the Temple. Helping hands around the world, meet Magali from Uruguay. Helping like Jesus, Jesus honored his parents. Helping hands team, adventures in Uruguay with Margo and Paolo. Helaman Wonders, the baptism journal. Meeting the Prophet, Matt and Mandy. For older kids section, for older kids. Pioneers in every land, Andrew Jensen. Family history blessings. My story, interview a family member, primary buddies, fun stuff, gratitude puzzle. For little friends section, for little friends, a helpful sunbeam, scripture stories, the Nauvoo Temple, coloring page, tell me an adventure, my family, scripture time fun for little ones, things to make and do, fun stuff, Jesus will come again. Church history cards, fun stuff, find it, a book about me, and family history matchup. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson. A conference message from the Prophet. Our Strong Foundation by President Russell M. Nelson. The Salt Lake Temple was built more than 100 years ago. The pioneers built it with the tools of that time. It is magnificent, but if we look at the foundation closely, we can see that some stones have been worn down over time. We can also see gaps between stones and some unstable stones. Engineers, architects, and construction workers are now working to make the temple foundation much stronger. When they finish, the temple will be strong enough to withstand earthquakes and high winds. It will be strong enough to last for many, many years. We must build the foundation of our lives on the rock of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Then, when spiritual earthquakes happen, we will be able to stand strong. Everything we learn in the temple helps us understand more about Jesus Christ. When your spiritual foundation is built solidly on Jesus Christ, you have no need to fear. You will be strengthened by His power. Spiritual earthquake is something hard that affects your heart and spirit. Everything we learn in the temple helps us understand more about Jesus Christ. President Russell M. Nelson. Read by Wes Nelson.
Conference news. As we exercise our faith in Christ and follow His living Prophet, faith will increase across the world. President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The Holy Ghost always testifies of truth. Sister Camille N. Johnson, Primary General President. The Lord knows us better and loves us more than we know or love ourselves. Elder Garrett W. Gong of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. So many temples! How many temples have been announced in the past four conferences? 8 in April 2020, plus 6 in October 2020, plus 20 in April 2021, plus 13 in October 2021, equals how many temples announced? 47 temples. Music quiz. Which primary songs did you hear in conference? How many countries were represented in the multicultural choir? How many languages? Answer: I Will Follow God's Plan, Where Love Is, I Am a Child of God, and I'll Follow Him in Faith. 39 countries and 35 languages. Conference numbers. Conference was broadcast live in 55 languages, will be translated into 98 languages, and will reach 220 countries and territories. Conference firsts. 5 sessions instead of 4 were held for everyone. For the first time since COVID-19 began, conference was held back in the Conference Center main auditorium. Half of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square sang on Saturday and half on Sunday. All were vaccinated and tested for COVID-19 to keep everyone safe. Read by Rena Nelson.
Conference Notes. Why we go to church. President Oak said that going to church is important. When we go to church, we can work as a team to serve others. We can help people who are alone and show love to them. We can also take the sacrament and worship Jesus Christ. Write down what this teaches you. The name of the church. Elder Anderson talked about a girl in Tahiti who used the full name of the church. When her school teacher asked if she was a Mormon, she said, "I am a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." Her teacher wanted to learn more about the church. Later, her teacher was baptized. Write down what this teaches you. A scripture goal. Sister Corden told a story about a girl who set a goal to read the scriptures. She read 5 verses every morning. Then she invited her parents and siblings to read with her. She helped her family come closer to Jesus Christ. Write down what this teaches you. Meeting the missionaries. Elder Giuffra shared how he joined the church in Chile. One day, he saw 2 missionaries visiting his neighbor. He asked his neighbor about them, and she invited him to meet with them. The missionaries taught him and his mother to have faith in Jesus Christ. They gained a testimony and chose to be baptized. Write down what this teaches you. End of Conference Notes, read by Wes Nelson. Conference Show and Tell.
I learned from President Nelson to listen for 3 important things: pure truth, the pure doctrine of Jesus Christ, and pure revelation. Persiana L., age 9, Kasai Oriental, Democratic Republic of the Congo. A question answered for me was, how can I prepare to go to the temple? I learned if I build on the rock of Jesus Christ, I will be ready for the temple. Joshua R., age 9, North Wales, Wales. I enjoyed Elder Remlin's talk about changing our hearts to be united. Sometimes I argue with my sister and brother. I learned that I need to be a peacemaker. Anton M., age 9, Russia. Brother Wilcox told us that Jesus Christ's arm of mercy is extended to us. If we sin, we can repent. Heavenly Father understands and is there for us. Mia P., age 11, Washington, USA.
We enjoyed watching General Conference together. Fernando, Fabio, Liam, and Juan A., ages 12, 10, 4, and 7, Puebla, Mexico.
Sister Johnson taught us to let Jesus Christ choose our way in life. He will lead and guide us. It reminds me of the song, "I Am a Child of God." Taylor M., age 10, Utah, USA. I love temples and look forward to visiting the new temple just announced in Taiwan. Xin Yue H., age 7, Taoyuan, Taiwan. My favorite conference talk was by President Ballard. I like how he talked about being kind to others. Emily P., age 10, California, USA.
Mateo O., age 9, from Managua, Nicaragua, said, I am happy I could listen to conference and hear the prophet of God. I want to remember it every day and make good decisions.
End of Conference Show and Tell, read by Wes, Shannon, and Sean Nelson. Written by you. They're Waiting for Me. By Giselle Olivia K., age 8, Karnataka, India. Hi, my name is Giselle Olivia. I was born in India. I love Jesus Christ. Only 2.3% of people in India are Christians. Yes, it is hard sometimes, but I know He helps me and guides me. And now the church is building a temple in India. I live in a beautiful city with millions of people. among all the millions, there are six people that I love most. My mama, my little sister, Hallie, my loving grandparents, my uncle, and my aunt. They're the most important people in my life. This year, we did some family history activities, and I learned about my ancestors. Mama said both the women and the men in my family had very long hair, just like me. Then she said one very important thing. She said that they are waiting to be baptized, just like I had to wait until I turned 8 to be baptized. By the way, I was baptized on my birthday. Cool, huh? Mama said my ancestors are in the spirit world. They don't have bodies like me, so they cannot be baptized. So sad. That's why we get to be baptized for them in the temple. I told Mama that once the temple is built in Bengaluru, and once I'm old enough, I want to be baptized for them. I am so happy that a temple is coming to India. It is a great blessing because Mama cannot take us to the temples in other countries. They are very far away. I heard that temple gardens have a lot of beautiful flowers. So I am excited to see the gardens when the temple is built. But most of all, I cannot wait to be baptized for my ancestors. I love my family and I love my ancestors too. Have you gone to the temple? How was it? I hope it was great. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Come Follow Me. Scripture Time Fun. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. Family History Fun for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 125 through 128. Sing Family History, I Am Doing It, Children's Songbook, page 94. Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to love our families. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 126, verse 3. That includes learning about our family history. Read the story on page 12 together, then turn to page 29 to find a fun family history activity. Write to us and share what you made. See the back cover to find out how. My Family Tree, for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 129 to 132. Sing Families Can Be Together Forever, Children's Songbook, page 188. Jesus taught that families are important. In the temple, we can be sealed to our families forever. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 19. Make a family tree. Have each family member make a paper leaf and write their name on it. On another paper, draw a tree trunk. Then glue or tape the leaves to the top of the tree. When Jesus Comes Again. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 133 to 134. Sing When He Comes Again. Children's Songbook, pages 82 and 83. Someday Jesus Christ will come to earth again. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verses 19 through 21. And 25. We can prepare by learning about Him, loving others, and keeping the commandments. Turn to page 15 and do an activity about the Second Coming. You can also draw a picture of what you think the Second Coming will be like. Thankful Chain for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 135 and 136. Sing Praise to the Man, Hymns. Number 27. Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3. He taught us about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. He helped restore Jesus Christ's church. Why are you thankful for Joseph Smith? With Heavenly Father's guidance, he brought us the Book of Mormon, temples, and many other blessings. Draw or write some of these blessings on strips of paper. Then make a paper chain out of them. Turn to the inside back cover to find more ideas for little ones. End of the article, Come Follow Me, Scripture Time Fun. Read by Casey Wayman.
Let's invite everyone. Jerem wanted his whole family to come to his baptism. By Amber Healy, based on a true story. I always want to be with my own family, and the Lord has shown me how I can. Children's Songbook, page 188. Jerem sat down in the grass in front of his nana's marae. It was almost time for the family party to begin. He looked up at the red carvings on the side of the building. "Mom, how do you say Nana's name in sign language?" he asked. Jerem's grandmother had been deaf. Sometimes they practiced sign language to remember her. "Like this," Mom said. She slowly signed the name with her hands. Jerem made the signs with his hands, too. He loved learning about his family. "I want to try." Jerem's cousin Katie sat down next to them. Mom signed the name again. "Next month for my baptism, can we sing a song in sign language?" Jerem asked. "Of course," said Mom. "What's a baptism?" Katie asked. Most of Jerem's family were not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. "Getting baptized is a special thing in my church," Jerem said. "It's when you make a promise to follow Jesus, and he promises to help you." "Cool," said Katie. "Would you like to come to my baptism?" Jerem asked. "Sure," Katie smiled. Then Jerem turned to his mom. "Can we ask the rest of the cousins to come too? And my aunts and uncles?" Mom nodded. "I think that's a great idea." Jerem and Mom asked the rest of the family to come to the baptism. The aunts and uncles did not know much about baptism either, but they knew it was a special day for Jerem. "We will be there," they said. Weeks passed. Finally, it was Jerem's baptism day. When Jerem walked into the chapel, he smiled big. Every row was filled with his family members. First, Jerem's dad gave a talk about baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost. He also talked about how important families are. "We are so happy for Jerem to be baptized today, and we are so happy to have our family with us," he said. "What is the most important thing in the world?" he asked. "It is the people, the people, the people." Everyone smiled. It was a Maori saying they all loved. After Dad's talk, it was Jerem and Mom's turn. They sang a primary song in sign language. It made Jerem feel close to his Nana. Then Jerem and Dad walked into the baptism font. As he stood in the water, Jerem looked up at all his family. Cousins, aunts, uncles. They were all there. Jerem closed his eyes. He felt a warm, calm feeling. It felt like someone was giving him a big hug. He thought of his Nana. He thought of his ancestors. He knew they were proud of him, too. Jerem changed into dry clothes, then he gave each member of his family a hug. He was grateful for all of them, and he was grateful for his family members in heaven that he would get to meet someday. Jerem wanted to keep making good choices, to make them proud. The author lives in Utah, USA. See Come Follow Me for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 125 through 128, and sections 129 through 132. The native people of New Zealand are called the Maori. A marae is a special place where a Maori family meets to remember their ancestors. End of the article, Let's Invite Everyone. Read by Kara McClellan.
Apostles Around the World, Elder Gong and the Temple. The apostles minister to people around the world and teach them about Jesus Christ. In October 2020, Elder Garrett W. Gong and his wife, Susan, went to a temple groundbreaking in Taylorsville, Utah, USA. Digging into the soil is the first step to build a temple. Then construction will begin. When the temple is finished, it will be dedicated as a house of the Lord. This is how it will look. People will come here to make sacred promises to Heavenly Father. They will come to be sealed to their families. When the temple is finished, it will be dedicated as a house of the Lord. Elder Gong said, We are grateful that more people can receive temple covenants. End of Elder Gong and the Temple. Read by Miles McClellan.
Fun stuff. Jesus will come again. One day, Jesus will come again and bring peace to the world. On page 15, read each scripture about what his second coming will be like. Then color in part of the picture. Read by Chloe Patello.
Helping Hands Around the World. Meet Magali from Uruguay. All about Magali. Language, Spanish. Age, 11. From Uruguay. Goals and dreams: 1. Go on a mission. 2. Work with UNICEF to help children around the world. Family: Papa, Mama, 1 brother, 2 sisters, and Grandma. Magali's Helping Hands. Magali helps her parents on their farm. She gathers the hens' eggs for her family to eat. She gives milk to the calves and water to the bunnies. Helping her family has taught her that service is a very important thing. Magali says,
"We should always serve those around us."
Another way Magali serves is by helping her grandma read the scriptures, especially the Book of Mormon. She is very happy to follow Jesus by helping others. Magali followed Jesus by helping her parents. Turn the page to read a story about how Jesus served. Magali's Favorites. Place: Montevideo, Uruguay Temple. Story about Jesus: when Jesus healed the woman who touched his robe. Primary song: When I Am Baptized. Children's Songbook, page 103. Food: everything her mother cooks. Color: pink. Subject in school: math. Let us put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ into action. President Russell M. Nelson.
End of Meet Magali, read by Casey and Abigail Wayman.
Helping like Jesus. Jesus honored his parents. To honor your parents means to love, respect, and obey them. Jesus honored his parents, Mary and Joseph, on earth. He also honored his heavenly Father by keeping the commandments. As he grew up, Jesus obeyed his earthly parents. He loved and cared for them. Even when he was dying on the cross, he asked one of his disciples to take care of his mother. You can read this story in Luke chapter 2, verses 51 and 52. I can honor my parents. How can you help your parent or guardian? Say a prayer and make a plan to help. Do your plan. Cut out this card to remind you to keep helping like Jesus.
I help keep my room tidy. I also help Mama prepare the table for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I help with the pets, pick up my toys, and watch my little brother. Sebastian V, age 7, Central Department, Paraguay.
How are you trying to help others like Jesus did? Write and tell us. Read by Margot Botello and Sean Nelson.
Helping Hands Team, Adventures in Uruguay, with Margot and Paulo.
Uruguay is a beautiful country in South America.
There are lots of cool animals here, like this giant capybara.
There's a temple in Uruguay's capital, Montevideo.
Uruguay's most popular sport is football.
Let's see if we can join in.
Join the Helping Hands team. Magali follows Jesus by working hard to help her family. Along the way, she learns lots of great skills, too. Challenge! What do you want to do when you grow up? Learn a new skill or learn about jobs around you? Like what a parent or leader does for work.
Read by Casey and Abigail Wayman and Shannon Nelson.
Helaman wonders, they're just emails. Is that family history? By Marissa Dennis and Merrill White, based on a true story. The hearts of the children shall turn to their fathers, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, Verse 2. Helaman wondered about lots of things. He wondered about science and history, and he wondered what things were like when his grandparents were his age. One day he was kicking a soccer ball against a fence outside. He kicked it back and forth, back and forth.
I wonder what kind of games kids played outside a long time ago, he thought.
Did his grandparents play soccer too when they were kids? Helaman stopped the ball with his foot. Wait, he could ask them. He raced inside to the computer and logged into his email account. Mom and Dad had made one just for him. He used it to email his family who lived far away. He sat down and typed an email to Grandma Barnes. Helaman wonders,
what was your favorite thing to play outside when you were a kid? Mine is soccer. Love, Helaman.
Click. He sent his question. He sent the same question to Grandpa Barnes. Then he sent it to Grandma and Grandpa White, too. The next day, Helaman checked his email. He had two new messages. He clicked the first one open.
Hi, Helaman. My favorite thing to play outside was paper dolls. My friends and I would hang up a blanket to make a little house. I also liked playing jacks and hopscotch and riding my bike. Love, Grandma White.
He read Grandpa White's email next.
Hi, Helaman. When I was a kid, we didn't have TVs or computers, so we played outside a lot. In the summer, we went swimming, and in the winter, we went ice skating. I also liked playing Capture the Flag with my friends. Love, Grandpa White.
Helaman grinned. It was fun to learn about his grandparents. Days went by, and Helaman kept wondering. Every time he wondered, he asked his grandparents a question, and he learned a lot about them. He learned that Grandpa Barnes took ballroom dance classes. Grandma Barnes loved to memorize words and make scrapbooks. Grandma White used to be scared of singing in front of people, but later she sang at her high school graduation. Grandpa White learned how to make model airplanes when he was little, and he still liked to make them. Helaman laughed when he read about Grandma White's old cat, Tommy. She used to dress him up in doll clothes and push him around in her doll stroller.
What are you reading there, Helaman?
Dad asked.
It's an email from Grandma White. I've been asking her questions.
Helaman showed Dad all the emails he'd been sending back and forth to his grandparents.
Sounds like you've gathered some great family history stories. Why don't we put them on Family Search?
Helaman tilted his head.
They're just emails. Is that family history?
You bet. Whenever you learn about your family, that's family history. It's a good idea to keep these stories so we can remember them later. Here, let me show you.
Dad helped Helaman log into FamilySearch.org and type in all the things his grandparents had told him.
Now the stories are saved so our family can read them later. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
Helaman smiled.
And I have lots more questions I want to ask.
See Come Follow Me for Doctrine and Covenants, sections 125 through 128. What question would you ask next? Ask it to one of your family members, then write down or record their answer. You can put the stories in a notebook or upload them at familysearch.org/memories.
End of Helaman Wonders, read by Kara and Daniel McClellan, Casey Wayman, and Rena and Wes Nelson. Church History Cards. Elizabeth Claridge McCune, 1852 to 1924. Our religion teaches us that the wife stands shoulder to shoulder with the husband. When people said false things about women in the church, she spoke up for her beliefs. Her example helped inspire church leaders to call women as full-time missionaries. She moved from England to New York, USA, and taught family history classes. She served a mission with her husband and children in Peru. Hirini Terito Waanga, 1828 to 1905.
Nothing other than pure devotion to my faith has brought me here. He was a Maori chief in New Zealand. When missionaries came to their country, he and his wife, Mere, joined the church. He went to Utah to do temple work for his people. He went back to New Zealand as a missionary. He did family history work there and taught the gospel. End of Church History Cards, read by Wes Nelson. Fun stuff, find it. These children like to find fun shapes in the clouds. The beautiful world reminds them how much Heavenly Father loves them. Find the hidden items. A fork, a comb, a ladle, a glove, a pot, a bunny, a candle, a toothbrush, a cowboy hat, a pipe, an umbrella, a donut, a comb, a muffin, and a slice of pizza. And to find it, read by Wes Nelson. A book about me. Cut out and put these pages together, pages 24 and 25 of this issue, to make a book. You can add pictures of it at familysearch.org/memories. My story. Write your name and age, and draw or glue a picture of yourself here. My favorites. Write your favorite food, your favorite song, and your favorite thing to do. My family members. Draw your family or glue a picture of them here. Family traditions. Write what foods you like to eat, something you like to do together, and a holiday you celebrate. Where I live. Write your country, your city or town, and what you like best about where you live. My talents. Write what you are good at and what you are learning. My family hero. Write down someone you admire, why you admire them, and how you can be like them. The nearest temple. Draw the temple or glue a picture of it here. End of a book about me, read by Wes Nelson.
The Baptism Journal by Aleli Kamatan. Beatrice is sitting alone in her room thinking,
I miss my friends. I wish I could have a birthday party this year, but there are too many COVID-19 cases.
She kneels by her bed to pray.
Heavenly Father, please help me feel peace.
Then she gets a great idea.
I know. I can look at my baptism journal.
She looks in her baptism journal and is reminded of her testimony on that day, as well as how the Holy Ghost comforts her.
Thank thee for reminding me about my baptism journal, and for the Holy Ghost. I feel much better now.
A few days later, it's Beatrice's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Beatrice, our neighbor is here,
her mom calls. She goes outside to speak with her neighbor.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. How are you doing?
To be honest, I feel lonely, but I'm trying to be happy.
Me too. I want to show you something.
She runs back inside to get her baptism journal.
This is from when I was baptized last year. It helps me feel better when I am lonely.
That is beautiful.
It reminds me that Jesus loves me and that everything is going to be okay.
The author lives in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Recall, especially in times of crisis, when you felt the Spirit and your testimony was strong. Remember the spiritual foundations you have built. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Shannon Nelson, OCM Patello, Rena Nelson, Casey Wayman, and Kara McClellan.
Meeting the Prophet. A True Story Written by You. By Stephen R., age 12, Puerto Rico. A few years ago, President Nelson came to my homeland in Puerto Rico. This was a great blessing. I had always wanted to see him, and I wanted the chance to meet him face to face. My mom said it would be hard because a lot of people would be in the meeting. I still had faith, and I prayed a lot to be able to meet him. During his talk, I wrote him a quick letter. I had hope and faith that I would be able to give him my letter. After the talks ended, I tried to walk closer. He saw my little brother and came over to him with a big smile. Then he shook my hand. He told me, you will be a great missionary. I will always remember his words. End of the article, Meeting the Prophet. Read by Miles McClellan.
Fun stuff. Family history matchup. Ava is from Russia. She loves doing family history activities. She makes videos to share her ideas with others. Here is one you can try. Step 1. Draw or print 2 pictures of each family member, one when they are younger and one when they are older. Step 2. Glue the pictures on heavy paper. Decorate the back of the paper. Ava decorated hers with watercolor paint. Then cut the pictures out to make cards. Step 3. Now play a matching game. Put the cards face down. Draw 2 cards. If they show different people, put them back. If they show the same person, keep the cards and take another turn. How many matches can you find? Bonus activity. Ava also made an album all about her ancestors. You can make your own. Write down things you know about each person. Then draw or glue in pictures to match. End of Family History Matchup. Read by Wes Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. The Coopers are driving a long way to visit Grandma.
Will we ever make it? It's taking forever.
Speed up, Mom, so we get there faster.
I'm going the speed limit now.
Can't you go a little faster?
Remember the 12th article of faith?
Oh, yeah. The part about obeying the law.
Well, if we don't make it tonight, we do have blankets.
And sleeping bags.
And food.
12th article of faith. We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
For older kids. Family History Corner. What is your family's favorite food? Make a family recipe to eat together. You can also make food from the countries your ancestors are from. My Family Tree. Drawing my family tree helped me remember my ancestors. We shouldn't forget them. We shouldn't forget them. Matthew H., age 10, Utah, USA. Temple Prep Tip. Read and talk about the temple recommend questions with a parent or leader. Learn more about them on page 35 of the October 2021 Friend. End of the article, For Older Kids, read by Miles McClellan.
Pioneers in Every Land. Andrew Jensen, historian from Denmark. By Lucy Stevenson Ewell, Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Andrew pulled out a pen and opened his journal. "Today, I am coming home from my mission," he wrote. He smiled and looked out the train window. He had spent the last 2 years in Denmark, the country where he was born. It was also where his family was baptized. They moved to Utah, USA, when he was a teenager, and soon he would be with them. Andrew turned the page and kept writing. He liked to write. He also liked learning about church history. He had read all he could about Joseph Smith. He even memorized all the important dates in Joseph Smith's life. Soon, Andrew was home with his family. Every day, he helped them work on the farm. He plowed, he planted, but he wanted to do more. He wanted to read and write and travel. So Andrew prayed. He thought a lot about what he should do. Then he had an idea. He started to translate some of Joseph Smith's history into Danish. And that was just the start. Andrew kept writing, reading, and translating. He started working for the church as a historian. He went to different places in the United States. He gathered stories and important papers. One day, church leaders asked Andrew to do something even more exciting. They asked him to go to different countries. He would write stories about the church members he met. Andrew could not wait. Andrew said goodbye to his family. Then, with his passport in hand, Andrew was off. He traveled by ship. He traveled by train. Sometimes he traveled by carriage or even by horse or camel. Wherever he went, Andrew talked to church members about their lives. He talked to them about their faith. He wrote their stories down so other people could read them. To Andrew, everyone's story was important. When Andrew came home from his trip, he put the stories into a book. He taught others about writing things down and keeping them in a safe place. Andrew was happy doing the work he loved, but sometimes he wondered if he was really making a difference. He decided to pray about it. Heavenly Father, why haven't I been asked to do more important things? A clear answer came to Andrew's mind. God has inspired you to do the work you have done. Andrew smiled. He knew he was doing what God wanted him to do, and he would not stop. Andrew saved the stories of more than 15,000 people. We can follow his example by writing down our own family stories. Everyone's story is important, including yours. A historian writes and saves stories for people to learn about someday. Today, there is one temple in Denmark. Almost 17,000 Danish saints moved to Utah in the mid-1800s, like Andrew did. Andrew wrote 27 books and more than 2,000 newspaper articles. He traveled nearly 1 million miles, 1.6 million kilometers. Andrew served 9 more missions in Denmark, in other parts of Europe, and in the United States. To Andrew, everyone's story was important. End of the article, Pioneers in Every Land. Andrew Jensen, historian from Denmark. Written by Lucy Stevenson Ewell, Church Magazines. Read by Casey Wayman.
Written by you, Family History Blessings, Antonella N., age 10, Santiago, Metropolitan Region, Chile. Ever since I was little, I wanted to work on Family Search like my parents did. My parents helped me create an account when I got baptized. I learned how to index names really quickly. The Children and Youth program has helped me progress with family history. I have learned more about my family. I love my family even more now. I want to help others unite their families for eternity. It is beautiful to work for our ancestors. It is amazing to feel our Heavenly Father's love. He gives us the possibility to be eternal families. It's great to know that we can work for our families and for other families who are looking for their loved ones. You can make your own account at FamilySearch.org. Ask an adult for help. End of the article. Written by you. Family History Blessings. Read by Abigail Wayman.
My story. Interview a family member. Today, you get to be a reporter, a detective, and a historian. Learning about your family helps you understand where you come from. So, grab a recorder or a pen and paper and ask a relative some questions. Question 1. What were you like as a child? 2. What were some of your favorite songs and types of music? Are they the same now? 3. What do you admire most about your parents? 4. What is one thing you and I have in common? 5. What was a normal family dinner like growing up? What were some of your favorite foods? 6. What is one scripture that helped you? 7. What world events had the most impact on you as a child? And 8. What is your job and how did you choose it? End of Interview a Family Member, read by Wes Nelson.
Primary Buddies by Charlotte Larsable, Church Magazines. Primary was more fun when Lizzie helped Abby. Based on a true story. Be thou an example of the believers, 1 Timothy 4:12. Lizzie used to think a lot of primary songs were boring. She liked the ones about Jesus, but she felt too old for the playful ones. She'd usually slouch and mumble the words. But not anymore. Now Lizzie sang all the songs as joyfully as she could. She sat up straight, she sang loudly, she had fun. Because now, Abby was sitting next to her. Earlier in the year, Lizzie and the other kids in her class had each been matched up with a new sunbeam. It was their job to help their sunbeam buddy feel more comfortable in primary. Abby was Lizzie's sunbeam buddy. They sat together in primary, they sang together. Whenever they saw each other at church, they always waved or hugged. Lizzie loved seeing Abby every Sunday, and she knew that Abby loved seeing her. Abby watched her a lot. When Lizzie sang loudly, so did Abby. When Lizzie folded her arms and sat reverently, so did Abby. It made Lizzie want to always be a good example. Lizzie wanted Abby to love primary. She wanted Abby to have fun and feel loved. They could learn about the gospel together. Abby and Lizzie sat side by side, just like every Sunday. But today they were sitting on the stand in the chapel with the rest of their primary. It was the primary program. Abby swung her legs and grinned up at Lizzie.
"It's almost your turn,"
Lizzie whispered. Each of the primary children had a speaking part in their program. The older children, like Lizzie, read longer parts. The younger ones, like Abby, recited shorter ones. Lizzie had helped Abby learn her part.
"Just remember to be loud and clear for everyone to hear."
"You're coming with me, right?"
Abby said. She looked nervous.
"Of course. I'll be right next to you. You're going to do great."
They stood and sang a song with the rest of the children. Lizzie remembered how she used to not like being in the primary program. But with Abby, it was so much fun. Next, it was Abby's turn to speak. Together, the two girls walked to the microphone. Lizzie helped Abby step onto a little stool. Abby froze. She looked scared. Lizzie put her arms around Abby. She gave her shoulder a little squeeze and whispered,
"In my prayers."
Abby took a deep breath.
"In my prayers, I tell Heavenly Father what I'm thankful for."
Her voice was confident and clear. Abby smiled big, took Lizzie's hand, and hopped off the stool. They sat down as other children stepped up to the microphone.
"You did so well, Abby."
"Was I loud and clear enough?"
"It was perfect. I bet they could hear you all the way in the back row."
Abby wiggled happily and leaned against Lizzie. They listened as other children recited what they were grateful for.
"Hey, Lizzie,"
Abby said. She pulled Lizzie down to whisper in her ear,
"I'm grateful for you."
"I'm grateful for you, too."
How was Lizzie a good example for Abby? How can you be a leader by helping others in primary or at school?
End of Primary Buddies. Read by Chloe and Ocean Patello and Abigail Wayman.
Fun stuff. Gratitude puzzle. Draw a picture of something you're grateful for. Try to draw a color in every space. Then cut out your puzzle on page 38. Read by Ocean Patello. Four Little Friends. Kayla's aunt is showing her photos from when she was young. Trace the dotted lines on the pictures on page 39. Read by Ocean Patello.
A Helpful Sunbeam by Jennifer Maddie. Bielle is excited for her first day in sunbeam class. She and Grandma will ride the bus to church. "Excuse me," Brielle says. "You dropped this." "Welcome to Sunbeams," says Sister Bernard. "Sunbeams help Jesus by being kind to people." "I was a sunbeam for Jesus," says Brielle.
End of A Helpful Sunbeam. Read by Lydia McClellan.
Sunny Search. Brielle and her friends want to be sunbeams for Jesus by being kind and helpful. How many suns can you find in the picture? How can you be a sunbeam for Jesus?
End of A Sunny Search, read by Daniel McClellan.
Scripture Stories. The Nauvoo Temple. The saints built a new city called Nauvoo. God told them to build a temple there. The saints worked hard to build it. They built it near a big river. They carved suns and stars into the stone. The Lord said to build a baptism font inside the temple. It was filled with water. People were baptized for family members who died before they could be baptized. Because of temples, I can be with my family forever. Someday I can go inside to do temple baptisms. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Tell Me an Adventure by Lori Fuller Souza, Church Magazine's based on a true story. It was bedtime, but Sam wasn't sleepy yet.
Tell me an adventure, Mommy. Tell me about when you were little.
Okay,
Mommy said. She stroked his hair. She thought for a while.
When I was little, we loved to build pretend towns. We made houses out of blankets and chairs. My brothers and sisters all had pretend jobs.
What was your job?
I ran the store. We made coins out of paper. You could buy food and newspapers. We loved playing together in our town.
What else did you do?
One time we built a zoo for our town. We used our stuffed animals.
Sam held out his teddy bear.
Like this?
Just like that. People could come see the zoo.
Sam snuggled his teddy bear.
Tell me more, Mommy.
We also wrote letters to each other. We put them in pretend mailboxes. Your uncle was the mailman. He brought the mail to our houses. It was fun to get letters.
Sam wanted to write a letter. Maybe he could write one tomorrow.
Sometimes we argued, but we said sorry and tried again. We learned to get along and have fun.
Like me and Ava.
Yes, just like that. You are learning to get along too.
That was a good story. Will you tell me another adventure tomorrow?
Yes. I'll tell you about when your daddy was little.
Mommy kissed Sam. She tucked his blankets closer.
Good night.
Then he closed his eyes and thought about zoos and towns and paper coins. When you share family stories, that's family history. What stories can you share?
End of Tell Me an Adventure, read by Margot Botello and Daniel and Kara McClellan.
Action poem, My Family, by Jordan Monson Wright. A mommy to hold my hand on the street. A grandma who makes me good things to eat. A daddy to hug me and kiss me goodnight. A brother who helps me to choose the right. My family is a gift from God above. When I help them, I feel His love. Read by Sean Nelson.
Come Follow Me, Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones. These ideas go along with Come Follow Me for individuals and families each week. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 125 to 128. Take turns saying nice things about each other. Help your little ones say, I love my family. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 129 to 132. Draw a picture of a temple together. Have each person help draw one part. Help your little ones say, Temples bless our family. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 133 to 134. Ask your little ones to cheer and clap. Talk about how Jesus' second coming will be a joyful event. Help your little ones say, Jesus will come again. For Doctrine and Covenants, sections 135 to 136. Look at pictures from church magazines or websites that show scenes from Joseph Smith's life. Help your little ones say, Joseph Smith was a prophet. End of the article, Come Follow Me, Scripture Time Fun for Little Ones. Read by Casey Wayman.
Dear parents, help your children learn more about their family history. You can start with some ideas from these pages. Let's invite everyone, pages 12 and 13. Helaman Wonders, pages 20 and 21. A Book About Me, pages 24 and 25. Tell Me an Adventure, page 46 and 47. Now share some of your family stories with your children. With love, the friend. Read by Margot Botello.